Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership. Hey, Bombshell, welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I so appreciate you tuning in today. We have a very awesome guest today. Not that we don't always have awesome guests, but I think this one is going to serve you very well because we are going to be talking about a frustrating for many topic, social media. And I know that a lot of my social media episodes, when I have guests in that area, listenership spikes and you share it and we have a really good result. So we will talk to her in just a second. But of course, I have to tell you, some of you are hearing this every single podcast episode and some of you are listening for the first time. So if you're listening for the first time, go back to episode 00, work your way through. You will get a really great business education. And then know that we are graduating. So we are going to be ending this particular podcast. I feel like I've said everything that I want to say. I've really maxed it out to where I think that I can take it. And we are starting the Velvet Machete Branding Podcast, where I will be talking about personal brands and employer brands and business brands and talk about how all of those things connect for the ultimate customer experience. So they'll be just like this. They'll be laid back. It'll be just like this show, only we're going to be very focused on the topic of branding. So we'll have some of me, some guests. It's going to be awesome. If you want to stay in the loop, text Amber's new podcast. That's all one word. So Amber's with an S, Amber's new podcast, all one word, to 44222. So text Amber's new podcast to 44222. We will be sure that you are the first to know. And of course, if you've already downloaded or if you plan to download the Bombshell Business app, you can look that up, the Bombshell Business app by Amber Hurdle in the App Store or on Google Play. And we will send push notification there too to let you know that the new podcast is launching. So if you saw my social media recently, I let the cat out of the bag. So now not only do you know, but everybody and their monkeys uncle knows too. Okay. So no shout outs today. I don't think I have anything super fresh to share. So just a general thank you all for listening and for sharing this podcast with others. Of course, you can give the show an honest rating and review, and that will help other women find the podcast years from now. So give that a go. How about we talk to our guest today? We have a fantastic woman. I've actually known her for several years now. We have kind of just been in the same circles and we've just bumped into each other. And now she's doing really focused, cool things. And I want to share her with you. So her name is Andrea Jones. And Andrea is fiercely committed to helping businesses and podcasters build profitable communities online through simple social media solutions. Named one of Social Report's top marketers to follow in 2019, Andrea's passion for keeping social media simplified shines through her full service clients and students, as well as on her podcast, The Savvy Social Podcast. So make sure that you go download that. Give her some love, rating and reviews. Welcome to the show, Andrea. We're so happy to have you today.
What an intro. Thank you so much, Amber. Happy to be here.
Yay. I just love strong, savvy women on the show. That's what we're all about. So we have to talk social media, and I'm always very honest about it. Just because I'm halfway decent at it doesn't mean that I love doing social media. Abby does, you know, we've gone through on an episode, we went deep into how we do our social media. And Abby, thank God, is the master of that domain. So what are just your general thoughts before we dig into like some juicy questions? What are your general thoughts on how our attitudes should be towards social media for our business?
that's such a great place to start, because I do see a shift even this year in how people think about social media. I mean, when it was first kind of bubbling up as a thing, everyone was really excited about it. And I don't know if you've heard this, Amber, with some of your clients, but some people are starting to feel burned out and they're starting to feel overwhelmed and anxious about logging on and some of those feelings. And I think what's happening is that we're spending too much time as business owners on social media.
Yep.
And so one of the things that I like to talk about is let's moderate our time a little bit. Let's audit ourselves a little bit, because it is easy to fall into the trap of scrolling. And honestly, Mark Zuckerberg is on a mission to get us addicted to
yes.
things like Facebook. So it's not your fault. And that's the whole point of the platform. But I do think that as a general rule, if we could, you know, consume social media in moderation, just like you would, you know, put yourself on a diet, for instance, I think that will actually make us a lot happier with using the tools, and we'll be a lot more pleased with the results that we get from social.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is too, when you know what you're doing and what goal you're trying to move towards by using social media as a tool, and you can actually measure your outcomes to see if you're winning or losing, that's a different game than just like, oh, I have to be on social media and I feel like I have to post all the time. You really have no destination that you're trying to get to. Now you're just in whirlwind, and that doesn't serve you. So I'm excited to talk about strategies today that can help people have a little more direction and some expectations of the type of results that they should get. So speaking of spending less time on social, any tips on how we can do that?
Yeah, that's like the magic solution, right? How can I spend less time and get more from it?
Yes.
But I do think that, you know, like you mentioned, the end goal is very important. So when I'm creating strategies for myself or helping my students create strategies, one of the things I recommend is to see if you can only spend 3 hours a week on social media. Three. If you audit your time, there's apps right now that'll audit how much time you're spending on the platform. So take a week, figure out how much time you're spending and see where you can cut back. So there's a few different ways you can kind of divvy up that 3 hours. But what I recommend is spending 1 hour creating your social media posts. So that means, you know, finding an image if you need to. That could mean, you know, writing the caption to the post. All the things that go into the social media post, only spend about 1 hour each week. And then the other 2 hours can be split over the week. So you can do like 20 minutes a day, for instance, just kind of networking on the platform. And this works really great for my beginners out there. This works really great if you just need to take a little bit of a breather or a break. And you can always add on more time. The caveat being that as you're spending more time on social media, you need to be outsourcing something else. So bookkeeping mm-hmm. or your inbox management or whatever things you have in your business, you need to be outsourcing other things. And for some people, that is the social media aspect, because you can easily spend way too much time on it. And there's so many other things that go into building a business. And while social media is important, it's only a piece of that puzzle. So that's a really great place to start. Spend 3 hours a week, see how you do, and you can always upgrade from there as you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can skip watching like 3 cat videos and have a little more intentional time networking or responding to people who have asked you questions or even who just said something. And this is complete sidebar, but one of my biggest pet peeves about Instagram is like the Insta spammers and the Insta hookers and everybody that's on Instagram that is like, you shine brightly. Check out my page. Like, I'm like, I know you're outsourcing this to somebody who is in a different country, which is cool and totally fine if they are landing in the same stratosphere as like how you would normally talk to people. But this is like clearly, you know, just not the person, you know, so that to me is such a time suck. And I'm not going to respond to that. I'm like, not going to deal with that person. So how do you manage just like the spam side of things, the really trying to get genuine engagement versus the Autobots that are engaging on behalf of their clients?
I wish there was a magic button I can press and like delete the spam, because it is really annoying. And I don't know who thinks this is working. It's not working.
It's not.
Like, nobody's falling for this trick. The best advice I have is to just ignore it or delete it. You can block people, but it's generally different people every single time. So that could get exhausting.
Yeah.
So just ignore it and just focus on different things. So one of the things that's working really well right now is direct messaging on Instagram. And so an easy way to kind of build up your own engagement is to engage first. And often it's just giving something to someone else so that they give you something in return. And that's usually how it works, but usually you want to go into it, you know, give something without the expectation of getting something in return.
Yeah.
So an easy way to do this is if you're watching an Instagram story from someone who you want to be connected with or a potential client or customer, just respond to their Instagram story. You're not being salesy or spammy, or you're not, you know, pushing your products or services on them. You're just showing them a little appreciation. And if you are a little lost for words, you can also use Instagram stories, handy dandy little emoji. So when you go to start to type a message, it gives you like an array of emojis to choose from. That's a really great way just to start a conversation. It's a really great way just to be like, hey, I'm thinking of you. And oftentimes, number one, the algorithm loves that. They love direct messages, and actually your organic posts will show up more frequently as you start direct messaging more people.
Good to know.
Yeah. But number two, that person now has a positive experience with you. So when they see your posts in the feed, they're much more likely to engage with it. So it really does take engaging first, especially if you're new, just engaging first, leaving thoughtful comments and messages, and you will get engagement in return.
Okay. So I don't say your posts are legit. Check out mine.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope everybody knows what I'm talking about who's listening. If not, just scroll through my feed at some point and look at the comments. Good times. We have legit lovely comments too, but those ones just drive me nuts. So good strategies there. Okay. So speaking of not using social media, and I think women tend to be less aggressive. And then when they put themselves into a position like, okay, I'm going to be more aggressive now, it almost comes off as inauthentic because they're not comfortable with it, right? So how can you, and I know authenticity is such an overused word, but it's because it's lacking on social media and is lacking in society now. So how do I show up as me, genuinely interested in helping somebody else solve a problem with my product or service that I offer without feeling or coming off as salesy or spammy?
Yeah, such a great question, because you're right. We either hold back or we like go in too aggressive. No in between. So I do think that there's some things you can do to help with that. So number one, I do suggest keeping the selling to your posts and really not so much in the direct messages.
Yeah.
You're playing into people's natural curiosity. If they're interested in what you have to offer, they'll go find it. You just need to make it easy for them to understand the benefits. And that's what your posts are for. Generally speaking, one out of every five posts should be talking about your offer, whatever that may be. Sometimes it's only talking about the very next step. So maybe it's talking about a lead magnet or booking a call with you, or sometimes it's talking directly about whatever you sell. So having that in the post cuts down on that feeling of being too aggressive. And when you're writing it in your post, you really want to come from the perspective of being helpful. So what are the benefits of this offer? How does it help someone else? What transformation would they have if they were to purchase this? So if you think about your kind of selling posts from that perspective, then it makes it not as aggressive, because it's not just, you know, buy this thing. It's, hey, this thing will help you change this, this, and this. Here's how much it is. And then as you're going through and you're messaging and you're commenting with people, you start to make connections with those people who would purchase what you have to offer. So you just have to make sure that you're talking about it. And then it's a very natural transition from there into having them into your world.
There is an entire episode on that very topic. If you'll go back, we'll put it in the show notes. And it's just answering the question on behalf of your customer, potential customer, what's in it for me? And because nobody cares about how awesome you are, they want to know how you're going to solve their problems. So your mom cares how awesome you are, pretty much nobody else. So love that piece of advice. And, you know, and I'm just feeling a little frisky today, Andrea. So you must have caught me on a week where I'm just like completely exhausted with my end of responding to people on social media. Something that I see happen a lot, especially on LinkedIn, people will link to me and then they will immediately pitch me. And it's like, wow, if you would have like scrolled for 2.2 seconds on my profile, you would see that I absolutely do not need this. Like, do you know what I do for a living? You know, I mean, it's just crazy train. So when we're on LinkedIn, and I know a lot of business people are, how do you start the conversation? I mean, you like connect to all these people and then you want to direct message them. But it just comes off so schmarmy. And so here's the thing I've been doing. I know I'm so bad. Like, I need to get put in the corner. But somebody will send me a message and they will pitch me without knowing anything about my business. So for example, thank you for the connection, Amber. I love to blah, 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 blah. If that's you, we should have a phone conversation. Da, 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 da. Hey, and while you're at it, look at my blog. This is so assumptive. You know what I mean? Like, that's just so like, first of all, I don't know you. Why would I want to read about your blog that doesn't really have anything to do with me? And what makes you think that I need your, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, so my response is, hi, awesome. You should check this out. And then I link to my book.
I love it.
Buy my book. You want me to buy from you? You don't know anything about me. You're a man. Okay, here, buy a woman's book. That's my answer to that now. So that's,
yeah.
I'm not recommending this, Bombshells. I'm just saying I'm at the point of like being bratty now.
It does get exhausting. I had someone reach out to me. They weren't even in the same city as me, asking me if I wanted solar panels on my house.
Yeah.
I was like, how is this connected? And unfortunately, there's nothing we can really do about it. Although I really like your approach of saying something back to them and getting like pitching them on something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But as a business owner, I think that when you're thinking about LinkedIn for networking, it's such a great platform for that, especially if you're selling to other businesses. And a great kind of introductory message is a compliment, especially if you have something in common with them. So one of my go-tos is when I'm on LinkedIn, I'll actually look for people who graduated from the same university I did so that I can start a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Because now they're more likely to respond to that because I took the time to look at their profile. It took me 2 extra seconds.
Yeah.
But I took the time to find out, oh, you went to Georgia State University? I went to Georgia State University. What year did you graduate? And so it's a great starting place for a conversation.
Yeah, just being real.
Yeah. Just treating people like people. A good rule of thumb is like, if you wouldn't say it to someone in Starbucks, don't say it on LinkedIn. Oh,
I love it. That's quotable. That's getting tweeted. That is completely yes. All that. Yes. I think that's what, like, I think years ago, when the first time that your husband ever reached out to me, I was like, oh my gosh, somebody's being human to me in my inbox. Who are you? I need to know you. Like, that just goes so far. And then the people who don't respond to you just being a kind human, treating somebody else like a human, you don't want to do business with them anyway. So just be real and human. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Let's talk about, there are people like me who will talk to a street lamp. And then there are people who it just takes a little bit more for them to connect with other people. Sometimes those are introverts and sometimes they're just completely fried extroverts who are done talking to people for the day. So how do those people do social media? What are some tips for that?
Yeah. And I totally relate to this question because I'm an introvert as well. I literally got in trouble in the second grade. I got a note sent home for refusing to talk in school. Like, I hated talking to people. And so a lot of what I like about social media is that I can have a little bit more control over when I talk to people. So giving yourself that time, I think, is very important if you're not naturally talkative. So I actually set up a little reminder for my 20 minutes a day that I spend on social media. And that's my time to like talk to people. Then the rest of the day, I don't have to do that. And so I think that's a really good tip for those of you who are feeling a little nervous.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you're going in to network with people, you don't necessarily have to make it about you. If you make it about the other person, I do find that having a conversation is a lot easier. So sometimes we get in our own way because we have this amazing service and we want to talk about it, but we're feeling nervous, so we don't say anything. Sometimes we don't need to say anything in that instance. Sometimes we just need to ask the other person a question, or like I said earlier, respond to an Instagram story with an emoji. Sometimes that's all it takes to kind of get the conversation going.
Yeah, that's funny too. So in The Bombshell Businesswoman, How to Become a Bold, Brave Female Entrepreneur, available on Amazon, Books Million, all the Barnes & Noble, all that good jazz. Chapter 14 is How to Network Like a Lady Boss. And it talks about the different types of people that you want to have in your network and where you can find them. It has some do's and don'ts. But on page 171, I have a note to introverts about networking. Because I know I've got a lot of friends and family members who are introverted, and it's amazing actually how sometimes better introverts can network, because they tend to be listeners. And when you allow the other person to share what's going on with them, they're suddenly interested in having a conversation with you, because most people like to talk about themselves. So, yep. And those of us who are extroverts will chime in with our related stories and things like that. And so you really can have an upper hand as an introvert networking, whether that's in person or online. So love that. One of the things that I kind of have a rule about is, you know, we have different reasons for our social media posts, but in the end, we want to drive traffic to the website, because every social media platform is a tent that is pitched on somebody else's land. And our website is like home base, and it's like brick and it's not going anywhere. We know that it's always our rules. We're always going to play by our rules. Algorithms don't change. Things don't shut down. Hello, MySpace. You know, that. So it's really important to us that while we build our social media presence, that we are connecting with, you know, our, at least our mega fans, the people who really care about what it is that we're doing, in their inboxes or through our app or something like that, where we can have a conversation on our terms. So can you walk us through using social media to build sales funnels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like what you said about being on borrowed land, because you are, like, this isn't, you know, they could change tomorrow and then what are we going to do? And so I do think social media is such a great way to get people to your home base, as you put it. And so that's really kind of the crux of a social media sales funnel. So it starts with creating a social media platform. You're optimizing your profile so that it's attracting the right people. So if your people look at your profile, they go, yes, this is what I needed in my life. So really optimizing that profile and including a next step for them. So if they look at your profile and they go, yes, this is what I need, what should they do next? Like, go to your website, sign up for your freebie, give them some actionable thing to do next. Because if you don't, then they may just follow you, and then that would be the end of it. And a follow is great. Followers are great. They're lovely people. But we want them to go deeper into our world. And so having that next step for them is a really great way for them to self-identify as your super fans, to self-identify as someone who could potentially buy what it is you offer. And once you get them into that next step, then it's nurturing them through to your last step, which is buying with you. But the relationship doesn't end there. I often find that once people buy from you once, they tend to continue buying from you. And they're actually the people who will voluntarily talk about what you do on social media. So you're creating a loop there. So you want to nurture them after the sale and encourage them to share their experience on social media as well. So now you have people going out into their own circles and influencing their own people to come into your world as well.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. The thing that I kind of compare that to as well is like when you're out networking in person, you might go to a networking event, or maybe you go to a dinner party or a cocktail party and you meet somebody. And then when you realize, like, oh, we need to connect further, what do? you invite them to your office or you schedule a phone call and you're in control of it. It's not like, okay, I'll see you the next time that we both happen to be at this place. And I feel like that's how people treat social media, is they kind of just hope to bump into these people over and over again at that hangout, and they never invite them to have like a meaningful conversation. And just to kind of reinforce too, I see this with my younger bombshells, you know, they're all about the likes and they're all about, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm like, honey, likes do not put cash in your bank account. Like, yeah. It's not what it's about. That's really great for your ego, but that doesn't turn into cash unless, I mean, likes are good, obviously, because they will expose your post to more people and then, you know, you get eyeballs on it. But you looking cute in a picture and getting a bunch of likes without a call to action does exactly zero for you. Any further thoughts there?
Yeah, I just, you know, emphasizing the part about networking and inviting them to take the next step, I think that's so important. And even if you're in-person networking and you do like ask someone to follow you on social, you follow them, you're kind of like, if you do happen to see their post or they see your post, then you're in their daily lives.
Right.
So I think that's also important as well. Like, even if they don't take action today, you really want to be in their daily lives, a part of their feed and a part of their social media experience. And that's why it's so important to talk about what you do often so that they get a reminder of what you do. I mean, I love quotes. I love, you know, questions and those sorts of things. They're great to encourage engagement, but don't forget to also talk about what you do, because that person who followed you, you know, a year ago may not have needed you a year ago, but now they do. And you're the first person that's going to come to their mind when they need whatever it is you offer.
Yeah. And just from a business owner's standpoint, I love when I get emails back from my newsletters and then I know the name, because, you know, I'm super visual. So I'll see the name. And then when that person comments on something on my social media, I'm like, oh, I know that person. And it's and then it's like back to that human interaction. It's not like those people out there and I'm this person over here. It's like, these are my people. These are my people. And I love that we get to have a conversation online. And I love that I know, I mean, a listener's kids' activities, you know what I mean? Like that's how I like to run a business, because I'm not just about, you know, making money. I'm about having a very edifying experience for everybody that I touch and for myself. And I know that's not everybody, but being human both ways and allowing the opportunity for people to connect with you in a meaningful way through your inbox or whatever, the direct messaging is very powerful on my side too. I know that's a great strategy to work with people, but when I get direct messages from my listeners, I mean, sometimes I'm just like crying. And so it just helps, again, understand the problems deeper. It helps me figure out like what do I need to do? What do I need to offer based on these conversations? So it really goes both ways, not just selling. It also helps you understand your customer better so you can go deeper with them. Any final tips, Andrea, for the frustrated or maybe not for, maybe this person loves social media. Like what's the final, like if you do this, you're on the right track.
Yeah. I have a tip for my extroverts. Okay. 'Cause I think that, like you mentioned, the direct messaging is such a great way to connect with your customers and understand their pain points more. So something that's really, really powerful on platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn is audio messages in your in their inbox, in their direct message. Yeah. So if you even have a current client or a potential client and you want to reach out to them, send them an audio message and watch how excited they get to hear your voice coming from their phone. It's such a unique way to connect with people. I love doing this with video as well. Like on Instagram, you can send video messages as well. And it just elevates things to a whole nother level, because we're so inundated with spam, because we're all experiencing it. Any real human connection that we can make on social media is like 10 times more powerful than any text-based communication. So my challenge to you today is to find one person that you can send one of these audio messages to and watch how excited they get by hearing your voice.
Yes, I love it. Love, love, love that. That's a great strategy. Thank you. Yeah, no problem. All right, y'all. Man, this is good. This is all good stuff. I'm going to add to that challenge that in the next 2 week period, so mark your calendar, in the next 2 week period, I want you to take what you learned from this episode and craft a plan. Even if you already have a plan, I want you to refine your plan. She's talked about some different strategies that we haven't talked about on the podcast. And then I want you to start working the plan. So you've got 2 weeks. I know you're busy. When you get a chance, she talked about 3 hours a week. So our commitment maybe over the next 2 weeks to get your poop in a group, as I love to say. And and let's see if we could get some results here. Andrea, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, y'all. You got the goods today. We are not done yet with Bombshell, so keep tuning in. Don't forget to go to amberhurdle.com/podcasts with an S to get these show notes and links to everything that we talked about, or download the Bombshell Business app. You will obviously have all of the episodes in the app. And then we also want you to be sure that you know all about Velvet Machete Branding Podcast. So you just need to text Amber's new podcast to 44222 and you'll be in the loop on that. And I will see you in social media, and I will see you on my home turf, and I will see you all over the interwebs until the next episode. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out thebombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.